Episode 15, I'm so tired. How do you sleep better?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy days are here today. How are you? So glad to hear from you. Glad you stopped by. Yeah, I really am. Come on in. You know what? I'm kind of feeling a bit tired. How about you? Yeah, a little bit groggy. Those holidays, oh, they can get to you. And I still think I'm catching up from them. And I don't get it. Sometimes I wish I could just sleep better. Do you ever feel that way? You ever feel like you just could get better sleep and you would have more energy and you could do more? Yeah, I think a lot of us tend to fall into that trap. And you know, sleep is so important. I think back on it. And yes, you hear me refer a lot to the Bible because, yes, I am a Christian. And for those of you who do not believe, that's great. I mean, that's fine. That's your right to do that. But just know that you come from whoever your spiritual being is, and the higher power. You know, you were created to sleep. Humans were created to sleep. I don't care if you believe in the Bible, if you just believe in science. Either way you look at it, you were created to sleep. And that's important. And I think sometimes I know as a mom, let alone as a woman, but as a mom, sleep, that's like last on the priority list. It's way down there, especially if you have a sick one and you're the one who's up all night and then you still have to go to work the next day. Or even if you're at home, sometimes it's even worse because you don't get a break from it. You know, you still have to do, and you're like, gosh, I wish I could just get some sleep. And you know, yeah, we really don't catch up on our sleep. We lose it. And our bodies suffer from it. Our minds suffer from it. You know, we talked about the bulge in the head and looking like an alien. Yes. If you missed that episode, yeah, that's a really funny episode. You should go look it up. It's episode 011, episode 11. It's kind of funny. I talk about, you know, having 25 different things come out of my head anyway. But seriously, sleep is that important. And if we do not get it, then we are doing ourselves a disservice. And I mean, think about it. God created the earth, you know, the world and us and everything, creation, in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. So if he had to rest too, the Almighty had to rest, and he had a rest day, hence we call it the Sabbath, that's important. And we don't rest like we should, okay? And when you think about it, technology is great. But I don't know about you, but I'm always on fire. I mean, I'm always going. I mean, between being a Navy brat, an Army brat, and a preacher's kid all rolled into one, I am a firecracker going off constantly. Plus a mom of five and then a wife. And yeah, well, it gets like chaotic. But I love my chaos and I wouldn't have it any other way. With that being said, I still need sleep. You need sleep. We need to take care of ourselves. And by taking care of ourselves, that involves sleep. And so you're like, I'm so tired. How do I get better sleep? How can this work? Because I got to do something. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I got to do something. So there are a few things to do. And some of you might roll your eyes at me and go like, yeah, right. This is not important. I'm going to turn you off. Please don't. I really do care about you. And sometimes we have to hear things over and over again to get it through our thick, bulging heads, remember, that we actually understand. And moms, you need to take care of you and you need to get your sleep. So it's really important. And so some quick, easy ways to do that. We're going to kind of talk about it. And the ways we're talking about it is then you're going to kind of implement them. So the kiss is kind of through the whole thing. So you're getting lots of kisses today. All right. Lots of kisses. I'm showing the love. And I appreciate you showing the love. Thank you so much for leaving your reviews. That's really helping me being able to get out and reach out and encourage and empower women out there. Because you know what? We are so amazing. And we do a lot. And we got to take care of ourselves. We've got to take care of each other. And we've got to grow. And we've got to grow within a safe community and feel like I can do this, but I don't have to do it alone. And that's important because it is your journey, but you can have people alongside of you in your journey, and it makes it all the more fun. So it's a party every day. Remember, I say that all the time. It's a party every day. So in order to have a party every day, you got to get sleep, right? So we're sleeping. Okay. One thing is blue light. And you've probably heard people talk about the blue light. And the blue light, I mean your TV. And I'm sure, don't raise your hand. Or if you're driving, it'd be funny, raise your hand, you know, because people might be looking at you going, oh, she's weird. What is she doing in her car? I love doing that to people. Anyway, I've got lots of stories on doing funny things when people are watching. But I'll tell you more of those later. So the blue light, when you have a TV, okay, there's blue light. Your alarm clock, blue light, okay? Your phone, yes, your phone. How many of you all have your phone right by your bedside? I know all of you. All of you do. That's not good. Okay, I do too. I'm guilty. But you know what? It's funny because I actually have moved it further away from me and I cover it up. Even though I have it on full vibrate and everything, I cover it up because my phone is everything. And so like if the kids are gone or they're out on a date or something, that phone's going to be right there with me, right next to me. And then when they get home, I get up and I move it. So on those nights, I don't always get sound sleep. But you know, the price of being a mother. Love it. Okay, so that blue light, you need to reduce the amount of blue light. In fact, it would be better to have no blue light in your room, okay? And that means turning off that DVR that you leave on all the time, okay? That has this blue light looking at you going, I see you. Turn it off. You don't need it, all right? That blue light actually ruins our REM sleep. But I'm not going to get into the science of it, but for those of you who are interested, if you ever want to, I'd be happy to point you in that direction if you want to get real scientific on the blue light and all the studies that have been shown out there to how they really affect our REM sleep. And that REM sleep is that deep sleep that we go into. And that's really where, when you think about it, your body renews itself and heals when you sleep. Okay, it rejuvenates itself. If you're not sleeping, you're not being rejuvenated, all right? And so that's really important, okay? And, you know, it's weird. I'm not going to tell you need to have 8 to 9 hours of sleep because honestly, I personally believe that it's all particular to you, okay? You are unique and you may run better on 5 hours of sleep. You may run better on 9 hours of sleep. You have to figure that out for you and test it. I know for me, if I get over a certain amount of sleep hours, oh my goodness gracious, I feel groggy and yucky. But if I keep it under the amount, then I'm in that sweet spot. I love that sweet spot because I wake up with energy and I can go and hit the day and I get to talk to you guys too with that much more energy. So it's important to find where your sweet spot is. So play around with it. You know, on the weekends, if you're not working or doing anything, see what it's like to sleep in. You know, make your windows really dark. And if you get a solid 8 or 9 hours and you're like, oh my gosh, I just feel like I've been hit by a bus, probably not the amount of sleep you need. Then think about it on the weekday. Maybe you're used to getting 6 to 7 hours and see, and kind of just watch it and really be in tune with how your body feels and see what happens. That's how I figured it out with me. And it really does make a difference. So the blue light, okay, be aware of the amount of hours that you need because you don't want to go under. You don't want to go over because over can be just as bad. You can feel just as yucky with too much sleep, okay? Also food. Some people are like, oh, I'm just hungry at night though. Okay, so if you're one of those that you go to bed and you kind of have to have a snack before you go to bed, don't make it dessert. I kid you not. Don't make it dessert. Don't put yourself with sugar in your body. Your body takes work to digest. So ultimately, give yourself protein. I'm serious, okay? I'm not saying make a turkey sandwich. Have turkey, not the bread, because the bread is sugar, okay? Eat the turkey alone, okay? Eat the protein by itself. I'm serious. It will make a difference for you. And so that's just a little, that's just a nice little tip, is to eat the protein, okay, before you go to bed. Also, if you're a big caffeine drinker, yeah, cut back. Start not having caffeine like after 7 o'clock. And if you're really sensitive to caffeine, 6 o'clock. All right. I am one who, I do not do caffeine. I don't drink soda. I don't drink tea. I don't drink coffee. Call me weird, but I don't do it. My whole formula of fluids is water. Okay. H2O all the way, but that's me. And I mean, I don't even drink orange juice. If I want orange juice, I eat an orange. Okay. I don't juice it, or I don't buy juice for me. I eat an orange, but it's real important to figure that out. So be in tune with that. So if you're sensitive to caffeine, then you need to stop drinking caffeine much earlier on, because that will affect you. Okay. Another thing is, tea can be so relaxing. All right. So snuggle up with a good cup of tea, hot tea. And if you don't like hot tea, you can even just do hot water and add a little bit squeeze of lemon in it. And that's wonderful too. Very, very soothing. Okay. And sometimes you don't even have to drink it. You can just have it there to smell it. And it's just, oh, it's wonderful. Just like lavender. Lavender is a great essential oil to use. If you're into essential oils, lavender is a great one. Very, very soothing. Plus it smells pretty, but tea and a great book. Okay. Just shutting down and getting away from technology, which we'll talk here in a minute about. A good book allows the mind to relax. It allows it to turn off, to shut down. Now, I, if you haven't noticed, am a very high energy, very active person. Okay. I go 25 miles a minute. I mean, I go all the time. My mind is the same way. I can be in bed and I literally will stay awake for hours upon hours if I'm thinking about something. I mean, it just will not shut down. It won't turn off. I'm like, be quiet already, and it won't be quiet. Even a book sometimes won't shut my mind down because it's too quiet. So you have to figure out what works for you. But reading a book actually shuts the mind down, as into how it is communicating with technology, with the lights and all of that. And it allows your body to come almost to a balance, an equilibrium of, oh, because you've been feeding it. It's been on overload. Okay. And so try that. Okay. See what happens. Also, I mentioned water. Keep hydrated during the day. Sometimes if you're not drinking enough fluids during the day, I'm talking good fluids like water, that actually can pose a hindrance to your actual sleeping habit at night, because your body, it's like, oh, do I have to go to the bathroom? No, I don't want to, but it needs to do something. And it doesn't know what to do because it hasn't been given what it needs to renew and rejuvenate at night. Okay. Remember, your body heals at night. It repairs itself. That's when muscle's built. So if you're looking for lean muscle, if you're not getting sleep, you're not building lean muscle. If you want to get rid of that fat with your exercise and all of that, you need to be sleeping. Sleeping is huge. Sleep, 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 sleep. Okay. All right. I talked about reading a book. Exercise. Okay. If some of you are exercising at night and you're having a hard time sleeping, move it to earlier in the day. Get up in the morning. Yes, it's probably more difficult, but guess what? You'll actually feel better. You'll have more energy and you'll burn fat normally longer over a period of time. Studies have shown that. So play with that a little bit with your exercise and where you exercise, okay? Also, it goes to, if you do want to exercise and your exercise is walking, taking a nice stroll. Just a nice walk. It doesn't have to be brisk where you're sitting there sweating, but taking a nice 15 to 20 minute, 30 minute walk after dinner does the body good too. So if you have that time, if it's cold outside, get on the treadmill, walk a little bit. You can pump me in your ears, you know, when you're on your tunes, listening to me sing to you. No, I won't sing to you. You might turn me off, but, you know, seriously, walking is great. Okay. So think about how you're exercising, because that will affect your sleep. Okay. And last but not leastly, it is technology. All right. I know you've heard it before. Shut down social media. I do it. I am so guilty of it. I get in bed. That's when I start answering my Facebook and my Pinterest and my Instagram and Twitter and all this stuff. And I start, no, You've got to make it when you're going to bed and actually going to bed, not just laying down there for an hour, but when you're going to bed, you need to turn it off. And it really is, and again, studies have shown, a solid hour before you really want to fall asleep, okay? Because again, that allows yourself to wind down. So if your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, to be a better you, to become their best selfie, sleep is going to be really important to it. And it's really important that not that you focus on it to the point of extreme, because then you're going to start losing sleep over wanting to sleep more. You know what I mean? It kind of is contradictive to each other. So don't focus on it and be so hung up about it. But do take note of it, that when you wake up in the morning, say, oh, I feel really good today. This was an awesome day. This was a great night's sleep. I loved it. I was able to. So what did you do? Okay. And repeat that cycle, because sleep is important. That's your time of rejuvenation. And I'm telling you, the more sleep you get for your body, okay, that doesn't mean you have to have 8 to 9 hours. Whatever the amount of hours you need for your body, that's going to help you become your best selfie. Now go create your now. Take a nap. You might need one. We'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.